We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Those two verses go together. Oftentimes, verse 28 is quoted on its own. And it can stand on its own. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. There's nothing wrong with taking that verse and just taking it on its own. But I would suggest to you today, you will not understand fully that verse until you take the next verse and join it onto it. For, that's how the next verse starts. Why does all things work for your good, Christian? Even those things that maybe on the surface seem not to be working for your good and are against you, and you cry out like Jacob, all things are against me. Why? Sometimes that seems to be how it is in life, and maybe you've thought that this week that's passed. Everything's against me. This is not for my benefit at all. Well, how do you know, and how do I know that it is? Isn't that what Paul said? We know that all things work together for good. How do you know? Well, verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. That's what Christ is working in your life and my life. That's not what he's working in the life of the unconverted. He's not working that out in their life. But he is working it out in your life and my life today if we're the children of God. He's working it out that you and I are conformed to the likeness of his Son. His Son is the Holy One. The Holy One. And we know how the Father delights in his Son. And he delights in his Son so much that those whom he saves, he's going to make them like his Son. That doesn't take away our personality and character traits. As we know, we're all different. There's not two of us alike. But what he does, what the Lord does, is that he sanctifies our character. He sanctifies our personality. He stamps on our character and on our personality the likeness of Jesus Christ. You're still who you always were. But your character is going to be conformed to the image of Christ. And whatever gifts and abilities and character traits and strengths that he gives you or weaknesses, Christ is going to come out in those things. The likeness of Christ is going to come out. That's what he's working out. So we are not to be surprised then if this is what comes to pass. Because we can come to the scriptures, whether it's Romans 8 or whether it's here in 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 30, and we can say, well, here, the Lord tells me what he's doing with me. Oh, there may be times I don't understand it. But what I don't understand, I can trust for. And there are times the Lord calls you to walk by faith. The Lord doesn't tell you it now. Didn't he say that to his disciples? What I do, thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. There may be something the Lord is working out. I don't know your circumstances this week or the week past or the week to come. And maybe I'm saying this directly to someone that it applies to very particularly. Maybe you've said, I don't know why this is happening. Well, I can tell you why it's happening. The Lord is conforming you to his Son. You may not see, or nobody else may be able to explain, well, this is how it's all going to work out. But does the Lord have to do that? No. The Lord doesn't have to tell you. What are we? We're just little creatures of the dust. Does God have to tell you anything? Anything that he's pleased to tell you, he tells you because he's pleased to do so. Not because you deserve it or I deserve it. Just because he's pleased to do so. There's nothing to boast of. Nothing for us to get up on our high horse and think, I demand this of God. I expect this of God. The only thing we can expect of God is what he promises in his word to do. And he tells us, I'm going to make you like my dear son. I'm going to stamp in your personality on my personality the likeness of Christ. I'm going to work at that every day. Through all the circumstances that come upon your life and across your path, I'm going to work at that continually. It'll never finish until I bring you home to heaven. That's what he says in his word he's doing. And therefore, every day we get up, we can rest assured. I'm going out today to do whatever responsibilities lie to my hand. But I'm going out knowing God is working in me.